Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Orla McAndrew is a zero-waste chef and puts a lot of content online, all shot in her own kitchen. But that kitchen wasn't working too well and she had a new one installed. And she was struck by how many of her followers were interested in the new kitchen rather than what she was doing in it. A reflection, perhaps, of how we think that our homes say something about ourselves. Afternoon, Orla.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Describe for us what a nice Instagram kitchen looks like.
So my current kitchen, my new kitchen, is very shiny and aesthetically pleasing and beautiful to look at. And it made me deeply uncomfortable, if I'm being honest, because I feel like I'm somehow playing into this idea that aesthetics equals status or equal success, and I really don't live my life like that. And it's on the one hand, I need the kitchen in order to do the work I do, but on the other hand, I don't want to be shouting about it from the rooftops either.
Yeah, but is there a particular look that a kitchen's supposed to have to be attractive on Instagram?
Well, see, this is the problem. The look changes every couple of years. We're really, you know, looking at trends that change every 2 to 3 years, and I think if you don't have the current trend, you're feeling like you're falling behind a little bit. Mine is functional, which is a big improvement for me. It's light, it's airy, and it suits my life. I don't know if it's particularly trendy at the moment. I'm really not interested, I suppose. But yeah, there's been a lot of like quartz and navy around for a while, but the next thing is coming again, and then the next thing in a couple of years' time after that as well.
So did you experience a lot of people who go on, "Oh, show us the kitchen, take us on a tour around your kitchen"?
Yeah, and actually that's what sparked the article that I just wrote for The Examiner, is that I've had so many people and so many of my followers saying, "Oh, when are we going to get the tour?" And that's just never going to happen because I'm not interested in adding to the pressures of people. I don't think everybody in Ireland has a beautifully aesthetic kitchen, and I don't think it's fair to put extra pressure on those people who don't have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it a thing on Instagram? You know, are there like me and my kitchen accounts?
Oh, Sean. Oh, they're everywhere. Me and my home. And that's a whole industry in Ireland. And there are people with hundreds of thousands of followers and with linked affiliates and fair, you know, more power to their elbow if that's what they want to do. But it's, for me, it's not realistic. I mean, my whole ethos around food and around living is about sustainability. And I think that these enormous homes that are kitted out to the nth degree cannot possibly be sustainable.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not being obtuse. I honestly don't understand it. Like, I can understand you're a chef. You're making, mm-hmm. preparing different dishes. But somebody who just has a kitchen, is it like this week I got a new toaster? Or like, how does it work? How do they have new stuff?
Well, there's so much interest in, look, we all love beautiful spaces. I think as human beings, we're attracted to shiny new things. We like things to be pretty and beautiful. And I don't have a problem with that at all. And there's lots of people who have created whole businesses through Instagram and through other social media from, you know, taking people along on the journey of building their house. So they're telling a story and they're taking people along on the journey. And it's very aspirational and it's beautiful. But it can create pressures that don't need to be there on the rest of us mere mortals,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, it stops your house being, like the people in the house are kind of get in the way of the furniture.
Perhaps.
Kind of thing. But you had to put in a new kitchen. It's your job. It's your business.
It is. Like, I am a chef. I shoot content for a lot of brands. The kitchen that I had for the last 9-10 years literally didn't function. I mean, there was no space for anything. The oven didn't work. It was something I had to do. And I went all out. And so it bothered me, was I succumbing to this pressure of aesthetic beauty as status? I needed to delve into that for myself and work out my own thoughts on it. And I'm still not sure. I'm still not sure. But
your old kitchen wasn't working, so you had to get a new kitchen. So it would be like kind of whipping yourself to go, well, no, I'm going to go for the ugliest kitchen possible because I don't want to feel bad about this.
Yes, that's true. Thank you. I'm going to take that and feel better for myself.
I'm interested in the idea of a zero waste chef. What does that mean? Does that mean like peelings and things are put to some use? Is that what zero waste means?
So zero waste, I suppose, is my approach to life in general, and it's about making use of whatever we have available to us. And for weddings that I cater that are zero waste, I'm taking surplus food from my regular suppliers and creating these 5-star events using surplus food that would otherwise end up in landfill. So yes, I'm making use of peelings and fermenting and all that sort of stuff that is very laborious but very worthwhile.
Well, that's an interesting concept. Orla, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Orla McAndrew there, a zero waste wedding and event caterer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.